Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to be here. It's just, my heart feels so full this morning seeing all of you, and I'm just thrilled to be here. I haven't come for the last couple of months because there's a Torah study that I'd like to go to, but I'm really happy to be here. And I want to thank Maureen for asking me to speak, and it's like God intervening, because I had a relapse recently, and it really shook me up. It was very, very scary. And I'm happy to speak about it so that maybe somebody else can benefit from it. It's like, you know, I want to have long-term abstinence. I want to be abstinent forever. I want to be one of those people that says 20 years or whatever, but you know, it's not in my hands. It's in God's hands. I have to do the work, but I have to turn that over to God. And so I'm going to look at kind of what happened. I want to look at what happened to me and try to figure out, I have looked at it and figured out what the problem was. And boy, I would love to blame COVID. And I can blame COVID a little bit. It's not the bottom, it's not the main reason, but certainly it played a role. It was a combination of all these things. And why COVID? Well, you probably heard me jokingly talk about my husband and his OCD. And with COVID, not surprisingly, it has become extreme. So that, well, he's getting better now, or my attitude has gotten better. But it's like no mail could come in the house, or it could come in the house, but it couldn't be touched for several days, or packages. We finally worked it down where it'd be one day. No food could come into the house immediately unless it was, you know, sterilized. Just a lot of things that just, you know, the cleaning lady was allowed to come eventually, but then afterwards the whole house had to be sterilized. And it was like, really, we have to do that. You know, it was like just exhausting for me. Not that I'm not cautious, but there was a point at which it was a step towards disconnecting with God. That's the bottom line. I Elaine wanted to be in charge. I didn't just turn it over to God. Now, whatever my husband does isn't bothering me. He can do his thing. And I'm back to where I was, where it's like, I just feel so grateful. I have this gorgeous man in my life to keep me company. And it's like, I just feel the gratitude. I'm not feeling what I don't have. I'm feeling what I have. And that was kind of going away. Another problem was I can't see my grandkids. I can't see my daughter. I have a new granddaughter that's going to be walking by the time I see her. You know, I had been seeing my grandkids about every 4 months. Last time I saw them now was over a year ago, and there's a new baby born June 18th that I can see on Zoom, right? But nowhere else. Well, that was bothering me. And also the finances of going to see them was bothering me, because we expanded our house and spent way more than we expected. And so, you know, it's like, how is this going to work out? So that was another reason. They're all these reasons. And now the way I'm looking at it is I feel grateful that there's Zoom and there's FaceTime where I can keep reading my grandkids' books. They're interested. It's like I'm feeling the gratitude. I'm not feeling the loss. When I was back into the food, well, what happened is I got back into the food because I started feeling the losses. I started somehow, I don't know how it happened. I honestly don't know how it happened completely. Okay. But I can look at a few things that took me in that direction. First thing, I wasn't always praying completely in the morning. Sometime during the day, I get all my prayers done, but it wasn't the first thing in the morning. It was sometimes. But it wasn't always. It was me in control. I'm deciding when I'm going to pray, when I have time. I have to go to Pilates. I can't do this now. No, I can't. If I'm late for Pilates, I'm late. If I'm late for something, I'm late for something. I have to spend time. And I don't know how long my prayers take, because I say them until I feel them. And it's this feeling, it's like a spiritual experience. I look out, I have to look at nature for a moment at least to take that in. And then I kind of relax and I just feel this calmness where I'm not making any decision. My decisions are coming from somewhere other than me, from my higher power. So that's number one. Those prayers have to be done every day in the morning for, you know, early, not necessarily the very first thing, but very early on. I can't be in charge of that. The second thing is, you know, I wasn't eating the wrong food. That hasn't been my big problem, though I did it with this relapse. My problem was I started tasting the food, right? You know, I'm cooking, I'm eating a little bit of fruit as I'm preparing the fruit salad. I'm tasting the vegetables that are coming out of the oven, these roasted vegetables, the leaves of the, I think we can say food here, right? Yeah, the leaves of the, Brussels sprouts. As they're toasted, you know, they're separated from the Brussels sprout. So these tasty little, so I can taste those. And that's okay, right? Because I'm going to sit down and eat these things. They're all, you know, they're going to be measured, sort of. So you see what was going on, okay? I was slowly taking more and more control. That's what it was all about. And then what about 10 steps? Oh, I have this perfect 10-step form. It's fabulous. I use it. But did I use it all the time? No, I didn't. I got tired of, oh, there's my 10-step form. We don't need it quite yet. We can go back. So I have this wonderful form, but I wasn't using it all the time, because how many times can I do a 10 step over my husband's OCD? You know, what's the problem? So, well, I'll let this one go. I did my nightly review, you know, so clearly, you know, I know exactly what I need to do. And the problem is the I know. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be abstinent today. I want to be abstinent today. I am willing to be. I have been. What this whole process has done is really bring me down to the essence of humility. I am not in charge. Okay. I know I'm powerless. I've got step one, but step two, okay. Step two. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not sure. Well, step one was probably the problem as well. I powerless over food. I didn't feel I was powerless over food. I want to control it. The second thing, step two, came to believe. Well, I had lost. I wasn't believing. I was believing sort of. I wasn't really surrendering. I was partly. And this is not a halfway program. What's the halfway measures? I forgot what the saying was. Halfway measures get us nowhere, basically. Okay. And that's really it. You know, that's really it. So what am I doing now? Okay. What I'm doing now is I'm praying every morning and feeling it. I'm back to that. I've been sending my sponsor my food, and I make sure that the food that I write down is exactly what I've eaten, that I'm weighing and measuring. I'm not tasting. When I came back on becoming abstinent again, I started putting food. I put I don't remember what it was, something in my mouth in the morning. I spit it out. What am I doing? And I continue to have to watch for that. I cannot taste food unless I'm sitting at a dining room table. That's the only time I can eat. I can drink my coffee, my decaf, my club soda, whenever I want, wherever I want. That's fine. I need to be hydrated. But if it's food, it gets eaten at mealtime at a table, at a dining room table, not the coffee table, at a dining room table, not in front of the TV. And another thing I stopped doing is praying before eating. And I've always really liked doing that. And I even have at my kitchen table, I have my prayers laminated, because in the Jewish religion, there are different prayers depending on what you're eating. If you're eating bread, there's one prayer, you only have to say that one. Well, I do eat bread occasionally. I have my Ezekiel bread more than occasionally. So if I'm eating bread, I can say that prayer. But if I'm not eating bread, and there's a prayer for meat, there's a, you know, meat and fish, and there's a prayer for vegetables, there's a prayer for fruit. There are like four different prayers. And I have them laminated right next to me at the kitchen table with my paper and pen for writing down my food before I eat it. You know, I have all the the support right there, but I wasn't doing the praying. I wasn't feeling the gratitude for this incredible food in front of me. Well, I'm doing that again. Okay. And the nightly review, I never stopped. I never stopped my nightly review. And I have a wonderful form that's completely based on the big book. Where I write it all down. If anybody wants that, I'm happy to send that to you. But it's the 10-step form that I want to talk about, that I want to spend the rest of the time on. So Rhiannon, if you could put that up. Okay, this is a form that is completely based on the big book that I have used for quite a few years now, several years now, to help me with 10 steps. And I do catch 10 steps during my nightly review as well. And it's interesting because sometimes I've filled out the form and there's one of the questions is, did I feel any resentments during the day? And my husband will come into, and I do this in bed, and my husband will come into the bedroom and say something. And then I have to change what I wrote because all of a sudden I have a resentment, you know? So do I always then take out the form the next day? I do the short one that night. If it's something that is continuing to bother me, then I could put it on the form. So this is my form. And it's interesting because at the very bottom, if you can go to the very bottom, I want you to look at where it says here, note, if you don't feel neutrality after completing our 10 step, we should consider the following. Number one, re-looking at selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Okay, so the 10-step form might not work the first time. Okay, so we have to look at these things again. Seeking help in seeing what part is bothering us. Okay, so speaking to a sponsor or recovered person when we share this. Allowing time for God or a higher power to remove our selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Recognizing that takes time, and that takes meditation. To hear God's voice, to hear my higher power's voice, I need to sit quietly. Repeating the needed prayers. And then finally, repeating the 10th step as needed. Okay, so I don't know if anybody besides me, we can go back up to the top, please, Rhiannon. I don't know if anybody besides me has a recurring 10th step. There is I hope to remember at the end, I'll going to repeat, I'm going to tell you about another way that I forgot, another way of helping to get rid of particular, a character defects that I've learned, which I certainly forgot about. During part of this time. So if you look at this form at the very top, it says, remember the four absolutes of the Oxford group. Plus I've added two from Ruth M. And the first is absolute honesty. Okay, well, during this relapse, I wasn't ready to be absolutely honest. I was honest with my sponsor, but I wasn't honest with my sponsees because I was so afraid that I would mess them up. At least that's what I told myself. So I didn't tell my sponsees right away. I waited a little bit. And then when I didn't come out of the relapse as quickly as I thought I should, I realized that I wasn't going to come out of the relapse unless I did share that with them. And fortunately, they had at that point, all of them were recovered, not necessarily on solid ground, but recovered. And some of them asked if we could continue to sort of continue to support each other and stay, you know, in regular touch. And we've done that. But I had to be honest with my sponsees. So absolute honesty is essential. Honesty about, are we tasting food? Honesty about, is there some of an ingredient that we can't have in what we're eating, whether it's the fifth ingredient down, whatever it is. For some people, it can be the fifth ingredient down. That can be okay. For me, it can't be, because it's me being in charge. And so absolute honesty, love. Love is just, yeah, I feel so blessed to have love in my life. unselfishness, purity, humility. Oh my goodness. Humility is everything. If I am not surrendering, I'm not in humility. If I'm not telling sponsees that I've relapsed, I'm not into humility. I'm not trusting God. Wait a minute, go back up. Willingness, that's another one. I have to be willing. And I think the way I came out of this relapse was with willingness, with really step two, recognizing step two and three, I mean, really one, two, and three, recognizing that really accepting something wasn't right. I knew it. I knew something wasn't right. I wasn't feeling with my prayers. I was not feeling this connect that I had been feeling. I knew what that was like. And then live at the highest. Oh, and what we're doing is living at the highest level of all of these things. Okay, so now the source of my disturbance is, okay, and the source of my disturbance, I have to think of a disturbance now. Okay, I'll talk about finances, because that has been a pretty big deal lately for me. The source of my disturbance is paying for all these extra costs in expanding the house. So my disturbance is finances, because of the our contractor is charged. It's, you know, I can say disturbance is the cost, but also our contractor is charging us extra money, right? We weren't told about this, right? Of course, we're the ones that picked the more expensive tile. We're the ones that picked wood windows. But of course, we can feel disturbance towards the contractor, even though he did an incredible job in so many ways, but he's charging us more. It's all about money. Okay, so what is the first thing that jumps out at you concerning this situation? This is optional. I always do it. Something always pops up. God put something up here for me. So what's popping up for me? What's popping up for me is that I'm feeling a lot of tension around this, and that the bottom line is, I can cut my expenses. I don't need. There are a lot of things that I don't need anymore. I've got new after I lost my weight, which thank God I haven't put back on. I got new clothes. I don't need any more clothes. I've got a lifetime of jewelry. I have, what do I need? There are not a lot of things I need. And one of the pluses of COVID is we can't go out to dinner. Well, now we can. We've had our vaccines for a while now. So I had ways of saving money. I can put off certain expenses, like putting new shades in this lovely room that you can see that's up, my study up here has lots of windows. I don't have shades on them yet, and that's okay. We can wait for that. Okay, so so blaming, you know, I'm blaming others. I'm not taking responsibility for my part. Okay, so now we go to selfish. I'm being selfish because, okay, so what is my script? Why am I being selfish? I'm being selfish because I want everything in my expanded house to be just as I want it, and I want to have enough money to pay for it all. And so then I pray on this. So God, please remove my selfishness. And you notice I've added here, breathe and connect to God. So it's not just the words. I can't say, God, please remove my selfishness. I've got 10 more minutes. Okay. So that's perfect. Yeah. So it's God, please remove my selfishness. And I know I'm being selfish. I know that what I want isn't real. So it takes me to the next perfect question, dishonesty. Am I being dishonest? Of course. The truth is, the honest truth is, I've mentioned it before, we picked more expensive things. Okay. And some things went wrong also. A previous electrician had done some wiring that, conflicted with the new wiring. It wasn't the new contractor's fault. We had to pay for it. But the main dishonesty is that it wasn't the contractor. He did a good job. He charged a fair price. It was that we added so many things. Okay. And also we didn't have to expand the house. We wanted that. We didn't have to move to Santa Barbara. We had a house that was paid for in Laverne. I didn't want to live there anymore. I had good reasons, right? So it's like we made choices. It wasn't that poor us, which I was one of my character defects, was feeling sorry for myself, resentful. Okay, so wait a minute, my prayer. So dishonesty. God, please remove my dishonesty. Feeling it. And when I do this for my husband's OCD, by the way, the honest truth is that my husband has OCD. He can't help it. He didn't ask to have it. You know, it's just to recognize that and to just feel the love and to have patience, that's just so essential, because boy, I am far from perfect. So resentful. I am resentful because I want the contractor and my finances to follow my script. It is because I want to be the director. It is because I want to be the higher power, but I'm not. I'm not. God, save me from being angry. Thy will, not mine, be done. Help me show the contractor, my finances, myself, the same tolerance, pity, and patience that I would cheerfully grant a sick friend. How can I be helpful to all of these things? And I can be helpful by being honest. I can be helpful by adjusting my spending. One of the things that we did is refinance our house yet again. And that has been helpful. I may be able to do something kind and generous, or I may need to set loving boundaries to not enable. And being loving, at being kind to my contractor, being understanding. I do want to note in this, if I'm thinking about my husband's OCD, I can be kind and generous to my husband and patient, but I can also set loving boundaries. And make suggestions to him. Let him know that it's difficult at times to hear him repeating certain things, but to do it with kindness, setting loving boundaries. If you can scroll up for the rest of it, please, Rhiannon. Okay, great. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, fearful. Okay, this is the big one. It's all about fear for me. Okay, fight, fear, da 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 da. The grandkids, they won't know me. Whatever it is, fear. And therefore, I have to step in. Okay, I'm going to stop that fear. It reminds me of diving into a pool. I've never been able to dive into a pool. I'm a good swimmer. I can jump in. Every time I try to dive, I stop myself. There's something about putting my hands into the pool first. It's like I stop myself. It's Elaine being in control. I haven't since I, you know, for the past few years, I haven't been in a pool for a while. So I don't know if I could do it again, but I think I'm going to try. So fearful. I am fearful. I am feeling fear because I am not getting what I want, or I will lose what I have. Okay, well, in this case, I'm not getting what I want. All these extras in the house without having to pay for them. I'll lose what I have. Who knows? Maybe we'd have to sell the house. Maybe we couldn't afford to be in it. I've done something I shouldn't have done. So I cross off, if not all of these apply, I cross off the ones that don't apply. And then my trust is in my finite self versus infinite God. I have to really feel, I'm gonna have to put that in bold, because for me, it's really, I can't trust myself. I am powerless. I will mess up whatever I try to be in charge. Like tasting the food. Okay, I can't be in charge. So God, please remove my fear and direct my attention to what you would have me be. So God would have me be accepting of reality. God would have to have me be trusting in God and breathing and looking, meditating, asking for God's direction every minute of the day. And then this beautiful prayer, the 7-step prayer with a little addition here. My Creator, I am now willing that you have all of me, good and bad. Please remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Please remove my selfishness, my dishonesty, my resentfulness, and my fear. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. And then we assume that our higher power has done this, has removed our defects of character, the ones that are not useful to God. And then the next thing that's important is I share this. I must share this with my sponsor or someone else. And then if I've harmed anyone, I need to make amends. And then I resolutely turn, this is straight out of the big book. I resolutely turn my thoughts to helping someone else. I call someone, perhaps the person who took my 10th step or a newcomer, and I ask if I can be helpful without talking about my 10th step, without talking about me, because the purpose of this share, you know, reaching out is to get outside myself. It's not all about me. I've been into myself way too much. Okay, and then if we don't feel neutrality after completing our 10th step, we consider the following, which I mentioned before. But it's also taking some time after, usually by this, if I've shared this, just starting to share this, even starting to write it, I start to come down. I start to get back in humility. So, okay, I'm almost done. Yeah. So, this is where I'm at. I'm working my program. I'm working the steps. I'm studying the big book. Right now, I can't mention the book, but I'm using it. There are other materials that are that take us through the steps. And I'm using several of those, and just an incredible sponsor who is so understanding. I've known her, you know, a good part of my life. I sponsored her, and now she's sponsoring me, and I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to all of you to be such a support, such a loving support. And again, I thank Maureen for asking me to speak today, and that's all I've got. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Elaine. for your pitch and for being of service.